No, I mean, I told them probably last night, this morning, that this is the direction that we were headed.
George spent more time with Mal, even though he couldn't.
Yeah. Well, I think they have a good relationship. They know how they really know each other really well. You know, George has spent a lot of time with Mallett, more than I have. You know, I had him in 11, but even in that year, George spent a lot of time with him. And you know, this was a difficult decision. George was definitely, I didn't consult with many people, but George was a guy that, you know, we sat down and talked. We reviewed a lot of tape. It wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction or decision. It was more about, look, what does this offense need right now? And there are many things that this offense needs, and we thought that one of them was to go with Ryan Mallett as a starter.
Arm strength and ability to throw the ball down the field, did that play in the decision, or just fits fine there and just wasn't?
Well, I think Fitzy's throwing the ball down the field pretty well. You know, I think that we've hit a number of plays over 20 yards, you know, but certainly Mal has a strong arm, and a guy, you know, he can throw the ball as far as you want him to throw it.
You said all along that Mallett has been growing and developing since he's got here. What area has he developed the most and that makes you comfortable to make this?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's developed in a lot of different areas.
Any update on any injuries?
Nope.
Have you ever had to make a decision like this before, or has this come in the past?
Oh, yeah, DP. We've had to make decisions like this before at different places. You know, obviously not so much in pro football, but at the different places that I've been, we've had to make decisions like this. George Gotze wasn't involved in a decision like this at one point in time, you know, when he was a player. So these are tough decisions, and it's again, like I said, it's not a matter of you know, everybody pointing a finger at Fitz. I think that's what's really important for me to convey. This guy's done everything we've asked him to do. He's a really good pro. He's a great teammate, great guy. It's just at the end of the day, we felt like this would help our offense. This change would help our offense. And then the guys around the quarterback position need to play better. Yeah, I think that was important to just see that when he came in here, he had better command of this offense than he had, you know, 3 years ago, obviously, and that he was somebody that was staying late after practice, was here early, 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., studying tape, preparing like a starter every day, working like that every single day, and you know, out on the practice field doing a good job with the reps that he got with the ones and the twos, and then also doing a really good job with the scout team. I think he's a good teammate. And you know, I saw a lot of improvement over the last few months compared to where he was when I last saw him in 2011.
You know, the way you manage your offense to change any with Ryan Mallett, quarterback, coach, or is it basically business as usual?
I think it's basically business as usual. I'm sure there's some things that we'll do that are different, you know, based on Ryan's skill set. You know, I wouldn't call him a speed demon. You know, I don't think he can. He's 6'7". He's a pocket passer. So there's certainly some things that we're going to have to do that are a little bit different. But at the end of the day, our system is what it is, and our system has always had a lot of different types of quarterbacks. So we'll have enough in place for Ryan to be successful.
Taylor, you're going with a guy who obviously is about as inexperienced in game conditions as a guy can be here.
You got to start somewhere, Dale. Yeah, I mean, you're right. He doesn't have a lot of regular season experience, but he has, you know, obviously played in preseason games. He's been a pro for 4 years, and you know, it's his turn to get a shot, and let's see how he does.
The guy that you saw when you first saw him in New England versus the guy today sounds like he's quite evolved, both person and football.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, I believe that. You know, I believe that his work ethic has improved. I believe that he's a much more mature guy. I think he has a much better knowledge of pro football and what it takes to be prepared. And, you know, now it's his turn to go out there and see what he can do.
What would he have gotten from Brady?
As far as backing, just watching him? I think any time you have a chance to be in the same room with a guy like that and you watch that guy prepare – day in and day out, you watch how that guy takes care of his body. You watch how he practices, how competitive he is, how he relates to his teammates, how he is during the games when things aren't going well. You know, how does he rally the troops? You know, I think anytime you have a chance to watch a guy like that and back a guy like that up, it can only help. It can only help. Now, you know, we are not asking him to go out there and be Tom Brady. We're asking him to go out there and be Ryan Mallett and be the best Ryan Mallett he can be, which is trying to go out there and be the best quarterback he can be for our team.
What worries you when you make a switch like this and go with guys in experience? What is your main concern?
Probably, you know, I wouldn't say concern, but, you know, he hasn't played yet. So there's a certain amount of unknown. You know, how's he going to do when you're in a game, in game action? And that's going to be interesting to see. We're excited for him to be able to have that opportunity. But now he's got to go do it. We've got to coach him well. And, you know, again, we're excited to see how he does in game action.
When did you tell him?
I told both guys this morning around 7 a.m.
Thank you for telling us.
You got it. Okay.
Thank you.